e-bikes, electric bikes.
Yes, sir.
Do any of these providers have those, and are you going to consider that?
Right, so last year, the only bike share that existed was a pedal bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden now there's e-bikes and scooters and mm-hmm. who knows what's coming down next.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they all offer all different types. Some have only gone to e-bike and scooter. Some offer all three. But yes, sir, the other vendors that are interested in our market do offer pedal, e, and scooter, if we ever got to that point. Now, the e-bike part, I think, is valuable just with the large campus that we have. If I had to go from the Bush School to main campus on a bike, I'd rather do an e-bike,
mm-hmm.
honestly, because it's pedal assist. I have to expend less energy to get there. We're not there yet, though. Of course, and then you have other logistical problems with charging the batteries and all that. So how would that actually happen? We need to wrap our heads around pedal bikes first to make sure that we hone that system.
So the current negotiations with a new vendor does not include e-bikes?
Well, it includes shared mobility that's not a motorized vehicle like car share,
mm-hmm.
essentially is kind of where we're looking.
Because. Mm-hmm.
You know, last year when I did the RFP, I had no idea that e-bikes and scooters were ever going to exist. And now they do. So we want to just try to incorporate the ultimate needs of
well, but
mobility.
If that's in there, then I assume the city needs to have the right ordinance connected to that. If
yes, sir. So I think right now the city forbids e-bike. I think the city of Bryan is actually going to go to a more generic shared mobility kind of concept. But again, you know, when we talked about this in the summer, when you guys were doing the ordinance, you know, e-bike was a blip, and now it's pretty heavy in the
So it's possible that we will have to amend our ordinance to allow e-bikes. Is that correct, Aubrey?
That's council's direction, yes.
Pardon?
If that's council's direction,
oh, of course. But I'm trying to figure out whether that's the direction the university is going.
Sure.
And whether it'll include that opportunity for the vendor.
Sure.
But if they can't operate in the city, then, but as they said, they aren't going to do anything without having us have a permit for them.
In my conversations with A&M regarding e-bikes, they are looking to use them on campus and not off campus.
Well, yeah, we've seen that before.
I would like to see bike share successful outside of campus before moving into different modes of transportation.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be revisiting this in 6 months or so. So I'll just wait and see how it goes.